This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The drippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying eyes a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Racer consultants are standing by. We'll take caller 9 right now, 844-999-HOLA, and you'll play Profile This in minutes. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
You guys okay over there?
Miles just talked about either safe words. A few people threw some things out. But beyond that, unsexy terms for sex. Someone said, what about beating guts?
Okay.
Jesus Christ.
All right, I'm not working on it. Dove is starting a fund to give $5,000 to dads across America who don't get paid paternity leave.
You said Dove is?
Dove.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean,
enjoy right. That.
Yeah, I gotta say, man, it's done wonders for my skin.
Mm-hmm. Left-handed people are better in fights than right-handed people.
Well, yes.
There's one reason why. Everyone fights. I have an 88% chance of fighting a right-hander.
That's why
I always hit them on the side they don't protect.
That's why no boxer wants to fight a southpaw, just because you gotta have a completely different strategy.
That's a massive thing when you gotta fight a southpaw.
Look, exactly. If it were 50-50, I think we'd be equal. But in this case, now that you're better in fights, you always have the surprise.
Mm-hmm. Left-handed pitchers, you name it, man. It's just left catching a punt from a left-footed punter.
I will say that in my life, and having been in fights when I was younger, and I'm left-handed, I knew I had the surprise. And I fought one left-handed dude one time, dude, and it sucked.
Yeah,
I'm prepared for a righty. I didn't know. And it was like, God damn it.
Dude, the first sparring session I ever had in a boxing gym, the guy was left-handed. And it took me 2 rounds. Oh, my God. Like, he just whooped my ass.
A new expose found people who review content for Facebook basically go crazy. They have sex and do drugs at work, and a lot of them wind up eventually believing the crazy conspiracy theories they're supposed to be screening out.
It's got to be one of the worst jobs. Because, you know, look, a lot of horrible things make it onto the internet, obviously.
Correct.
But then you still hire people to try to safeguard us. Some of the stuff that's out there that people attempt to upload is just beyond anything you can imagine. And there's these people sitting there looking at this for hours a day, every day.
And they also say that there's like some PTSD kind of stuff.
Think about the things you see.
You're just sort of, you know, shocked by what's going on.
Well, yeah. You know, you can't work around trash without getting a little bit of it on you. I mean, you start sifting through that stuff. You see the same story over and over again. Unfortunately, the dots start to connect in your own head.
But people are horrible, man.
They are.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, you can watch a nature documentary and say, man, oh, man, lions are vicious. And then you see what people are willing to do. And have to watch these videos like this. This is just terrible. Mm-hmm.
And a lot of conspiracy series are just kind of like, if you watch them, they're convincing,
right?
Whatever it is. And then they'll just kind of argue one point. It's like that argument you have with the person you're in a bad relationship with, right?
Right.
Like, wait a minute, we're not even talking about the real thing. We're just sticking to this one point. Like, well, then how do you explain this?
Because we know we're both wrong, so mm-hmm. Let's stick to this one thing.
Right, exactly.
An osprey, bald eagle, fish, and dolphin all made appearances in a crazy scene at a college basketball game in Florida.
Dude, I bet that is some phenomenal video.
An osprey?
People would like to see it, Mike.
I'm sure they would. You know what? I guarantee you we might actually find out what that is later on TV Time with Ted today.
We just might.
Oh, okay.
Hell of a dual tease.
That's why I'm not working on it.
Yeah, the video is amazing.
I'm not working on it, but you know who is? The Ted Smith, coming up 20 minutes from now.
Thank you, Mr. Hawk.
Wow. Here are 51 copycat recipes for your favorite fast food items. That's literally what the headline says. That's why I'm not working on it.
That's all we need to know, man.
Like anything else, it's not like it is.
You already checked it out, didn't you?
I have a book on...
Of course you do, because you're the guy they appeal to.
My brother bought it for me, and I love it.
No, you said, like, well, they can, I'm like, you already know these things.
You know what? They have the Bloomin' Onion in there.
Oh,
yeah. How to make TGI Friday potato skins and chicken wings.
The man sits there and looks at pictures of food all day during the show, man. Of course he knows what this is.
Right.
I'm trying to think of a restaurant food I've had at home that's better.
You can't do it.
Yeah, I don't inject it with enough salt.
Right.
No, that's it.
Maybe deli sandwiches. Well, I make a mean deli sandwich.
Congratulations. You put the good meat on the goddamn bread, man.
You have a toaster?
I don't know if they cook anything.
Yeah. Got a toaster oven, Miles.
All right, that one, you got it.
I mean, I make it melts.
Get out of here.
A new travel contest will send several winners on incredible vacations for answering the question, if you quit your job, where would you travel?
Prague.
That you would have to quit your job to do this.
Yeah.
So you either don't have a job.
There's a strange new version
If you don't have a job, you can't qualify. That's the thing. You got to quit your job and then go, right?
Do you have to quit? They said you just have to answer the question. So even if you're unemployed and they say if you had to quit your job.
All right.
I'd say, man, I would go to Greece.
There's a strange new version of natural light called, wait for it, Natterdays.
Natterdays.
What?
Natterdays.
Is this competing with Catterdays?
It is a strawberry lemonade beer.
No, we don't need that.
Strawberry lemonade. Easy there.
I'll try it.
Man,
what about the summertime?
I'll
try it.
I love a good watermelon pilsner.
Why don't you just vodka or something? Your strawberry, like, there's already a million strawberry lemonade alcoholic beverages.
Sound like a man that doesn't enjoy a shandy.
I don't.
It sounds like a delicious light in summertime type of beverage
to
enjoy.
But it doesn't sound good.
Isn't it just a Rattler with, like, some strawberry added to it?
Did you say Natural Light's doing this?
Yeah.
If Natural Light's doing it, I'm in. I'll give it a try.
Okay.
I'm a Natural Light guy. I'll do it.
Also, I got to say, when he said Natural Light, I thought this was going to be a new term for how we see light. I didn't think.
That's what I thought. When he said Natural Light, I'm like, what the hell is Natterday? I was right there with you, man.
It is Catterday. The produce at dollar stores and discount stores is just as good as the produce at grocery stores, according to a new study.
This blew my mind. I've not been in a dollar store in a long time and did not realize that they had produce.
Right?
They said the only difference is, and it makes sense, is that the stuff at the dollar store is either ripe or a lot closer.
You need to eat it quick. Use it tonight.
But it's the same crap that they had at the grocery
store. Mind blown that dollar stores had produce.
Right there with you.
I had no
right
idea.
Right there with you.
Just did not know.
31% of people who watch porn have tried a move they learned from it, according to a new survey.
Of course.
Only 31%?
Well, look, because most of the porn you watch, they're doing stuff you're already familiar with.
Right. Wait, there's other stuff than missionary?
Do you dress as a character for Halloween you don't know?
That's a thing.
You know what I mean? Like, who are you?
I don't know. I just made it up.
It's all me.
You look a lot like Batman.
Well,
who knew?
I must have seen the movie or something.
Come on.
Wallet Hub just came out with some research comparing American cities to see which one works the hardest.
Which one works? I guess it depends what you consider work.
Correct.
I mean, like, you have a job. I'm sitting at Starbucks. I'm an independent contractor. I know you are working all day. But at the same time, I walk across the street. There's the construction guys. And they seem to be working a lot harder.
Yep. I guess it depends on the city, the economy, what's going on there. Maybe it has to do with the weather. I don't know.
I think the broker you are, probably the harder you work, right? In a sense, like you go to some blown out town in Ohio and it's like, look, man, I got three jobs to do this, that, and the other. You're working hard and getting nothing.
All good factors. Mm-hmm. A man in Wisconsin ordered pizza from a place where he just, where he used counterfeit cash in the past. So some cops posed as a pizza delivery guy and went into his place. When he opened the door, they arrested him.
Without a struggle, but with a struggle.
For real?
Oh, okay. This guy's an idiot.
He seems like an idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah,
You get someone with counterfeit cash, and it's somewhere like a pizza delivery place, knowing you're going to be they call the cops.
Apparently, the counterfeit cash was also so bad that these guys were able to go like, this is so fake, it's blatant.
No.
Like, we can't believe the driver didn't even, he's like, I didn't look at, I just saw the money.
Just grab it and leave.
Put it in my pocket, came back, man, he's like, this is horrible.
And then this guy said, screw it, I'll order another
But he called
pizza.
Again, because he got away with it. So they're like, all right, we know this guy really well, he's probably going to pull us off again.
All right.
Yeah, that's one thing I couldn't fool, it's a pizza guy. They know me.
Yeah, that's true.
A man in South Carolina spent a pile on Girl Scout cookies, but not because he wanted all the cookies.
Why do you do that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is...
The Men's Room presents...
Throw a hook at your police, everyone. Help profile. This is Played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make. We'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Tim. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Tim, you understand how this here game is played?
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic. Here is your story. In this case, the St. Clair County State's Attorney Office, that is in the state of Illinois, they charged a 36-year-old Florida man with criminal damage for throwing a toilet through the window of the East St. Louis Board of Education building. Officers learned that the suspect carried an old toilet to the board office and hurled the porcelain seat through the front glass of the building. He then ran from the scene. But wouldn't you know it, officers located him later on the street corner, sitting on another old toilet. Anyway, he was arrested and he was jailed on $10,000 bond. Do you believe that this man, who has an extraordinary number of toilets at his disposal, is black, white, Asian, or Jew?
Black, white, Asian, or what's the other one?
Jew.
Jewish.
Yes.
It wasn't. He threw the toilet out of his own window.
Okay, so I don't understand. Florida, right?
No, the now guy. Florida? Wait. The guy is from Florida. And for whatever reason, I do not know why, he was in East St. Louis, Illinois. He threw a toilet seat through a front window. Obviously, they called the cops. When the cops find him, he's sitting on a street corner, sitting on top of another old toilet.
I mean,
gotta be some crazy old white guy.
Yeah, I'm with you. But East St. Louis isn't East St. Or is it just across the line?
I think it's just across the line.
So East St. Louis makes me want to go black, but the amount of toilets feels very white, kind of redneckish.
The toilets, yeah, it's got to be some crazy old redneck white guy. I got to go white.
Final answer, Tim.
Final answer, white.
Okay, we're going to find out if he's black, white, Asian, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Profile this takes us to East St. Louis. We've got a guy, for whatever reason, he is originally from Florida, but he goes into a building there. I guess a government building?
It was like the Board of Education. Yeah, hang on. Yeah, the Board of Education building.
Did he bring in the whole old toilet or just the toilet seat?
And the part that he threw through the window of the Board of Education building was just the toilet seat.
Okay.
When the cops found him later,
he was sitting on another
corner.
Yes.
Okay.
All right,
correct.
There we go.
Just like you'd expect. And based on that story, Tim, we asked you, did you believe this guy was black, white, Asian, or Jew? And you said, man, it just, to me, it sounds, what do you say, a crazy redneck white guy?
Mm-hmm.
And Ted, you agreed based on just number of toilets.
Number of toilets.
To have that many toilets at your disposal. Well, oh, I'm sorry. Black. Here is the toilet throwing man. Take a look at that guy.
Okay.
Huh. And when you look at his picture, and it's weird to say this, but I look at his picture, he looks like a guy that might throw a toilet through a window.
And have no explanation why.
No explanation given.
Yeah.
Toilets are heavy, too.
They're really heavy. And why? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what you make of that. I get the toilet seat. I figured it was frustration about something. Then I realized he's not from St. Louis. He's from Florida. So that's not the issue.
But if you're not from there, and you're in East St. Louis, just based on the vacation movie, that's the only thing I've litmus test I've got. I've just got to assume you're black, right?
Yeah. If you're voluntarily going to East St. Louis, yes, I would think.
And you're from somewhere else.
Yeah.
And you're willing to commit crime in that area.
You have family that lives there, and you are black, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be like you have to have some level of confidence.
It's just that simple, man.
Right. Now for all TV news all the time, time for TV Time with Tay.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
I'm again.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Ah! Mike touched on this a little bit during his tease for the headlines, but so you have a baseball game going on in Florida.
Shocking, spring training bowl.
Negative. It's college, university.
Mm. Oh, okay. Yeah, they started too. It just it seems a little bit cold to start that, but.
So you have Jacksonville University taking on Jacksonville State. Obviously, a battle of Jacksonville. Everybody gets all fired up every year. Jacksonville, if you don't know, very close to the ocean. There's a bay that comes in there, as Miles and I will mention all the time. It's kind of where the landing is. Lovely spot. Great Hooters.
If Hooters.
Yeah.
So you're talking about the restaurant, not Jacksonville.
Right, right. The restaurant. Hooters.
You know, you book a nice restaurant because you want to be on the water and want to have a view and all that. That's Hooters there.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you just sit there, you're like, this is really nice.
Yeah, that's where I fell in love with Frickles. So
Frickles is a nice man from
gentle touch. Or a fried pickle, you decide.
So what you'll listen to here is the play-by-play announcer calling it. You can hear the shock. There's a flyby. An offspray, of course, is one type of bird. Then there's an eagle, and then a dolphin shows up.
We got a flyover, and I mean a hawk. And he just dropped a fish in the outfield. It's an osprey out there that just dropped a fish out in shallow right field. And now a bald eagle has entered the scene, and everything has come to a halt. The eagle comes in, chases the osprey away, makes him drop the fish, and now the eagle is Connor Stevens is going out into shallow right. Is he going to go try and get the fish before the eagle gets it? The eagle circling overhead. Stevens has the fish wrapped up in a towel, and he makes his way back over to the home dugout.
Jacksonville University is the Dolphins.
I see.
What was I saw the clip
the
last night.
The video's on the Men's Room Facebook page, by the way. It's pretty funny.
There's two things. One, nobody wants to touch the dead fish, understandably, talking about the players. And then also, the players got nervous to go around it because nobody wanted to deal with an angry bald eagle, lest they believe the eagle thinks you're stealing his meal. So yeah. You kind of see the nerves on him a little bit, like, yeah, I'm not doing this.
Yeah, and if you live in a place where there's bald eagles, I mean, that's a massive animal.
Seems like that's kind of expanded, though, in our lifetime, right?
I'm with you. I was just back on the East Coast, and they were like, yeah, we got bald. And I was like, man, when I was a kid, I used to go to the zoo to see a bald eagle.
You never saw a bald eagle.
When we moved out here to Seattle, we're like, oh, my God, we can see bald eagles
everywhere.
Yeah. Now they're just, you know, they've moved around. They don't care.
Yeah, and they're all dumpster divers up in Alaska, the bald eagles.
Coyotes the same way.
Now it's turned into, like, it's lost a little bit of the shine to me.
They're trash pandas in Alaska.
Yeah, I mean, they're close to the raccoons, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's your national bird, man. That's like, yeah, it's trash out of my dumpster. Like, oh, damn.
Like the ones that sit on the highway and watch traffic. I like those bald eagles.
Oh, those are cool.
Yeah.
Look at all the traffic. I can
freedom.
All right, Jimmy Fallon just celebrated his, I want to say his 5,000th episode. So basically what he did was almost like the Larry Sanders show. It was kind of like a behind the scenes.
Okay.
So like he still had guests on, but there was some, footage going on back there. So now you listen to him in an argument with Robert Irwin, who is Steve Irwin's, the original Crocodile Hunter's son.
Okay.
G'day, Jimmy. How you going? Good to see you.
Great. We're in the middle of the show, right?
Yeah, I know. And I'm sorry to bother you, but I want everything to be perfect for your anniversary. Okay. So I've got these two animals that I'm thinking about closing with tonight. I've got Wally, the American alligator. He is beautiful. The perfect finale. He's amazing.
Yeah.
Or I've got this gorgeous albino python. Just amazing. So which one?
That's why I'm here. To pick with an alligator or a snake?
Who cares? Who cares? Well, maybe you don't care, Jimmy, but I do. I've devoted my life to these animals. My whole family has. We love them.
Okay.
You're a very bad person.
Okay, I think you're overreacting a little bit.
Well, what if I said who cares about one of your little knock-knock jokes, huh? What if I crapped all over your career? Would that upset you?
Oh, your career? Please, Robert, you're 15 years old, okay? Your career is playing Fortnite and popping boners.
I'm a professional conservationist.
Oh, yeah, and it was so professional of you to leave all those cockroaches all over the studio. Thank you so much for that, dude. Oh, save it, Junior.
You're lucky I'm here.
Put some pants on, okay? It's February.
That man is a very bad person.
It's kind of the theme of the episode, is that people don't like Jimmy Fallon.
Right, right.
Like, Tina Fey was on there. She was arguing with him and stuff. And I forgot how that show was done, too. So it was like they'd show a clip. But then, you know how, like, the host and the guest will talk?
Sure.
So it's funny, like, with Tina Fey, they're like, hey, like, you know what you did or whatever. It's like, all right, let's just not talk after the clip. Right. Tina Fey's like, I'm a professional. I'll smile. But when this is over, I'm out of here.
You're playing Fortnite and popping boners.
Right? And like, it's like Jimmy Fallon, like, kudos to him. It sounds like legit, but like
I can't wait to say that to my kid when he gets older.
Is my face
you think you have responsibility?
Right, I don't see Jimmy Fallon saying that in like a like it's hard to imagine him pissed off. I'm sure like any person
sure.
There's times he gets upset and stuff. He seems like a pretty easygoing guy.
And drunk and happy.
Yeah, right. That of course was Robert Irwin. So then Steve Irwin, the anniversary of his death had passed recently. So I want to take it down memory lane a little bit here. So that this is SportsCenter ad campaign. Right. To this day, I still think it's one of the best ad campaigns ever. The whole idea is sports. It's the behind the scenes interactions with people at SportsCenter. You got to keep in mind the crocodile hunter, Steve Irwin, is at the top of his like popularity at this point
of the food pyramid.
Right. And the mascot for the University of Florida is
Gator.
And it's a big
deal. Steve, I hear you. I mean, if it's up to me, right, we'd have the crocodile on me 24-7.
Exactly. Every single time I do my bootlaces up, I'm scared to death right in the eyes. How many baseballers are doing that?
I'm with you, that's for sure.
Crikey! Stand back, John. Have a go at the size of this beauty. I got you, mate.
Steve, don't.
Ooh, isn't he gorgeous? I'll have him subdued any minute now.
I'll catch up with you later.
John, give us a hand.
All right, so that one's over the Metro Facebook page.
What does he do there? Does he
so basically, they're chatting in front of the elevator, and then the elevator door opens, and that's why he's like, stand back, because it's just the Florida Gator mascot. Right? Right. And of course, the whole, right, like the Gator mascot's just in there doing his business, and then
Irwin just,
right, Irwin just attacks him. Because he's got to take him down. That's why he's like, I'll subdue him. Like, he's such a beaut. And I'm telling you, like, just watch it. Even if you don't like sports or you didn't like Steve Irwin, it is hilarious, man. And I saw that this weekend. Also, yeah, I will say this. I think some people learned Steve Irwin was a beloved man, and I don't know if you want to take shots at him.
Oh, no.
I'll leave it at that.
He's just one of those guys off limits.
A certain organization was like, you know, didn't want to celebrate his...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Okay.
Sticking with animals. Warner Brothers is working on an animated series based on gremlins.
Maybe an animal. Possibly.
You think gremlins not an animal?
I mean, technically it's an animal like humans or animals, but I feel like a gremlin's more like a tiny monster.
It is.
I mean, who was the fuzzy one? Gidget? Gizmo?
Gizmo. But okay. Then remember, you can't feed him after midnight.
Yeah, I know the rules.
Oh, all right.
I know the rules. He seems like an animal because he's cuddly. The gremlins, you know, they're like a shaved, wet, weird version of him.
Yeah, so this one will be animated. It'll be a prequel focusing on younger versions of Gizmo and Mogwai. And his keeper, Mr. Wing, as they go on adventures. I forgot this the caretakers. Mr. Wing.
We're going to concentrate on the younger Gizmo.
That's right. Because
we were pining for that.
Well, so here's the thing. Like, nobody knows if this is for kids or not, but, like, the Gremlin movies, while the Gremlins were, like, little creatures, like, there's a lot of dark humor.
I was going to say,
they scared the crap out of me when I was a kid.
It tends to lean adult, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly, right?
I started watching Gremlins with my kids right before Halloween this past year. Because in my mind, it's a kid's movie. In about 5 minutes, my kids are like, yeah, we need to do something different, man.
Oh, Gremlins terrified me. The first one came out in 84. It was followed, of course, by Gremlins 2, the new batch, in 1990. I just remember my brother liking the movie or whatever. I tried to watch it a couple times. I was scared.
Well, I guess kids aren't so used to so many people being killed.
Like, that's good.
I mean, it's different. Like, well, look.
You're used to a mom being killed at the beginning of the movie, and that's it.
But they never show it. The one time I've seen my kid just absolutely excited about a death, it was one of the Jurassic Park movies, I don't know, right? But it was time for him to go to bed, so we'd finished watching something, so I just kind of hit exit. This movie's on, and it's this moment that a T-Rex grabs some dude, basically bites him in half, there's blood everywhere, all this stuff. I thought my son had left the room, and I turned around, and he's peeking around the corner. We make eye contact, and part of me's like, oh, no. And he looks at me, he's like, that was awesome. I'm like, okay, you'll be fine.
Yeah, I don't know what that age is.
I'm trying to find out.
Yeah.
It's hitting
this. I was going to say, I feel like for me, it had to be the first Gremlins. I was probably only like four that my or five.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Yeah, when my brother showed it. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, you're too young for that.
Yeah, I mean, Dee Snider used to scare me.
My mom took me to see Alien when I was 10. The first Alien. All right, so my parents, if it's a rated R movie, as long as there's no TNA, right? That was their thing. So they'd already seen the movie. They took me to see it. That movie disturbed me for a long, long, long time.
You guys remember RoboCop?
Yeah.
When one of the first scenes or something, a guy's all like melting down and then the car drives through him and explodes. Turn that one.
No RoboCop.
I'm starting to think that Thrill and I are the only people in the country really excited about this. But the AAF, mm-hmm. the Alliance of American Football. Look, it's never going to compete with the NFL. It's how they played in the offseason. I don't think it's designed to do that. But like most things, there is some innovation going on here. So one thing they do is basically there's no kickoffs, right?
Correct.
And then if you want the ball back immediately, like an onside kick, the team. So instead of an onside kick, everybody knows what that looks like. But the team would get their ball on their own 28-yard line, and it's 4th and 12.
Right.
So the chances of you.
So they have a chance to get the ball back based if they get a first down.
If right, you get a first down, play.
And if not, the team's in your territory right, at the 28-yard line.
That's right.
Wherever you down the ball.
That's correct.
Yeah, exactly. And I'll tell you
and
what.
And it's pretty cool, man. It's onside kick. It's like you know he's going to kick the ball. They're going to put out the hands team, blah, blah, blah. In this case, Slaughter of the Weekend. I want to say it was the first one. This is kind of cool.
It was. The Legends. The Atlanta Legends did it.
You see this team line up, and the other team, it's still your defense, but you can kind of see that tension where you're just trying to figure out what the play is going to be, right? Has to be your best play.
Yeah. It's some of the jerseys.
And they got it.
Like, I'm not from Atlanta, but they're just like ATL on the side and it says Legends. I was like, that's pretty cool.
They do a pretty cool
jersey. Also, you don't know how long this league will last.
No,
like,
so enjoy while
like,
it's
get one of those jerseys mm-hmm. or whatever. And they were playing like Birmingham, right?
Mm-hmm.
Birmingham, Alabama. Not one of the biggest towns in the world, but a lot of college football. I'll give those people in Alabama credit. Like, they are supporting that team.
They are
and
loud.
You know what? They supported their USFL team. They were one of the best attendance. That makes perfect sense.
And I want to say Birmingham is like where the Senior Bowl is every year or something. Like, right. They still have college football.
What were they, the Stallions?
It was the Birmingham Steins in the USFL.
Also, if you've watched it in the AAF, let's not act like that's not the Sharks from any given Sunday.
Oh, dude, yeah, their uniform, honestly, God. Somebody described it as they look like the villain football team from any given movie.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, all
that's
the time.
Cool.
Let's see, Last Week Tonight, I like that show. Did you watch that recently, Mouse?
Yes.
All right, so he did, John Oliver, I thought, did a pretty good job on psychics and mediums and how they kind of pull stuff out of people. It's no real science in there.
Yeah, but when you think of a psychic, you think of like
Miss Cleo.
A Miss Cleo commercial. Yeah. It's 90 seconds, 60 seconds. And they're like, no, here's Dr. Oz with, no, here's the Today Show, Matt Lauer sitting down with. And then they also show people kind of coming in, like local news channels who are doing in-depth reporting, like cornering someone. And then they turn around and like that person who she said was dead in a Denny's is standing behind her, like leering at her. You know, like it's just, they cover all aspects of the genre.
Yeah, it's pretty good. They set up like a local one and then she's like, oh yeah, this person's dead. But the person obviously is sitting in the booth behind her. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it was great stuff. But also one of these segments is, and Last Week Tonight does a great job of it. So this is a bunch of clips of news anchors reading very serious stories, but they won't stop laughing.
The two elderly men crashed their minivan on their way to the local fair. The driver, 83-year-old James Billingsley, a.k.a. Dimples the Clown.
Their water has been shut off because the state can't pay the bill. IDOT says it's because there's no state budget.
The FSU quarterback will not play in the Peach Bowl because of a family issue. Death in the family is the rumor, Thomas.
Certainly is. You gotta love that, though, huh?
Investigators believe a bomb caused the explosion on a plane which has just taken off from the Somali capital of Mogadishu. Oh, the blast blew a hole in the side of the plane, and one of the 74 passengers on board was sucked out.
Christine Buzzy Ford testified. She was.
Sexually assaulted.
Sorry.
Jesus.
Yeah, that one with the British woman.
That story terrified me when I read it.
Yeah, that's a very serious story. And she just, for whatever reason, she just can't stop laughing.
No.
Yeah.
But the thought of that absolutely terrifies me.
Yes. You don't, there's always the one person who sucked out, right? The one person who's
that's
not
buckled in.
That's
the first time I've ever read that type of story. Where like a hole opened up and the person sitting in that seat was sucked out.
Remember the flight attendant on a couple of years ago. And granted, they just did not, like, turbulence put on your seatbelt and the hole open, but she had not gotten back to her seat yet. So they're like, the hole opens and she's just gone.
I feel like I referenced this movie way too much, but I remember in the movie, I want to say it was in that movie Alive again, like there was like a hole or something, and some people got sucked out before they pressurized and crashed.
Yeah, that.
Because I remember as a kid thinking, like, if there's a hole in this, this is how it happens.
We don't see, like, the back of the plane break off and all these people are just gone, like, God damn.
Yeah, and there's some other movie, maybe like the, something where there's like, somebody shoots like a bullet on a, this is a movie, this isn't
right. Right,
but it's like, that's always been my fear on a plane, like one little hole, I'm going to get sucked out of here. Also, that crazy turbulence on that flight, I want to say, from like California up to Seattle, I've flown recently. It seems like people are paying a little more attention to the turbulence.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, like that's why they tell you to keep it like strapped, even though.
But I feel like pilots now explain why more now. Like my last flight, he just said, hey, man, you know, we're put on the buckle seatbelts. We're about to go through some bad turbulence. Like, we're going to tell you right now, this is why we're doing it.
The last flight I was on, as you're still, like, climbing up this, right? Like, you got to wait, right? Like, that super angle. And, a dude behind me in the window seat gets up. And you just hear him go, I drank too much beer!
Oh, no!
And they're going, please return to your seat. That's all he yelled. I drank too much beer. Kind of ignored the announcements and, like, ran up to the first class bathroom and got it done. I was like, oh, he's honest.
Yeah, I mean, he can only hold it so long.
That's better than peeing in the seat, I think.
Thank you, Chad. We appreciate it. Mike's got your headlines coming up here in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Wisconsin fraternity in trouble after making pledges. Are you ready?
Wear Dora the Explorer backpacks.
Oh, no.
An ex-New Jersey school chief, Serial Pooper, says the cops made him look bad, and he wants his dignity back. He pooped all over the track, but not here.
Yeah, that's their fault.
Minnesota man tells cops he is a free man, so he can't be put under arrest. A woman who had her leg amputated and now with that skin wants to make a handbag or a vest. And a Long Island man looks for his lost dog with a drone until someone shoots it down. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my cock.
All right, about an hour ago, I had some nonsense about Girl Scout cookies and buying them. And that was going to be my top story. But like a lot of things, it's changed.
Why?
Because I've just gotten a new top story, gentlemen.
Oh.
James McAvoy. You might know him as the low-budget Professor X. The man that plays a woman inside of a man, inside of a baby, or some M. Night Shyamalan nonsense. Well, now he's delving into flattery. And you know what the most sincere form of flattery is? Theft. That's right. This guy's at the Oscars, and everybody's all proud of him. Oh,
sure,
look at that.
At the Oscars.
I didn't know that he had a Scottish accent. What an awesome man he is. Well, guess what? This guy, he finds a Sharpie. And he says, you know what? I saw that guy Mike Hawk on Twitter, and he does a really cool thing.
Oh, no.
Where he takes a Sharpie. Mm-hmm. And so he took this Sharpie, and he went around to all these different celebrities at the Oscars, and he says, why don't you guys sign my shirt? And so he's getting all these celebrities to sign his shirt.
But how cool is it that you have an actual Oscar winner that follows you on Twitter? That is a big deal.
Wait.
I mean, it really is. Like, if I had an Oscar winner?
Yes. James McAvoy? Oh,
I think he is, isn't he?
Did he win for Split?
I think he did.
No, did he?
He should have. It was a fantastic performance.
If he's an Oscar winner, be flattered. If he's not, beat him
up. But just the fact that he follows you on Twitter is cool.
Anyway.
I mean, he should have an Oscar. He's obviously great at faking, and he's original. But look, Mike, it infuriated me. I saw it, and like BuzzFeed, everybody's like, what a great idea.
Mike's been loving this for years.
So you can buy this Sign Mike Hawk knockoff shirt, and all the proceeds will go to charity.
Oh, charity.
Oh, where do your proceeds go?
You know what?
Was that an original idea on his behalf?
Our top story.
We got sold off one of your shirts?
Not yet. I'm pooling them all together. I'm getting my collection even bigger.
But he is giving money, even though it's intellectual theft, Mike.
Yeah. This was your idea.
It was. It ain't right. Those should be my proceeds going to charity. Meanwhile, we're going to go to South Carolina, where a man completely bought out a stand of Girl Scout cookies. The man had already bought from the stand outside the store, but the 34-degree weather convinced him to go and buy out the stand so that the girls could go home and get out of the weather.
Because it's 34 degrees in South Carolina.
And it's child labor. I saw that story today. I'm like, if your kid makes your iPhone, that's bad. If the girls stand in ice cold weather to sling their dry ass cookies, that's okay. I'm glad he did that.
Why are we making the kids do this in the middle of dadgum February?
It's how the Girl Scouts generate their income.
And the lemon cookies are not that good. I just had one the other night, and they're terrible. I don't know who buys those little powdery lemon little things.
Listen, if you're a Girl Scout, do what every other Girl Scout that I know does, which is give your parents the sign-up sheet to go to work.
Okay, look.
And we will take pity. Instead of standing in the goddamn cold.
See, but in all fairness, this was the first year that I believe that we've been here, and I'm included, where someone didn't come to our desk. So I have a feeling that the coworker we know who normally comes to our desk, either her kid got old enough or is not in scouting anymore.
Mm-hmm.
But either way, it kind of sucked when I saw that people are getting these Girl Scout cookies, and now I realize I didn't have that opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's not like before I was like, all right,
fine.
I'll sign up for these cookies. I'll donate. And I'm like, where are my cookies?
I want some damn cookies.
Like, we missed it. We missed the whole ordering process, right? Unless we go to the front of a grocery store, I think.
I don't care.
Sorry, I did.
None of those cookies, I'd be like, gotta have those.
No.
Samoas are pretty original, Mike. But Keebler has
similar cookie
now.
It's just a coconut cookie.
Well, they have it now. Keebler makes it, so you can just go and buy it.
In other news, let's go to Wisconsin.
Did you hear what happened to that guy, by the way?
No. What guy?
The guy bought all the cookies?
Yeah.
What happened to him?
Oh, maybe this is an update. Then an arrest warrant was sent out for him and 9 other people.
Whoa.
He pleaded not guilty to 8 felony drug and racketeering charges.
Are you being serious?
He paid in cash.
Holy damn.
Crap.
You know what, though?
The man got little girls out of the weather.
The judge has got to give him a little leniency based on the fact that he's the cookie fairy.
That's right.
Damn.
Another news, we go to Wisconsin where a local fraternity is in hot water after they broke the code of conduct with their hazing of new members. Reports went around that the frat made them do the horrendous act of running errands for the senior frat members.
That's pretty standard procedure, I believe.
They made them carry fruit around the campus. And even made
them
wear
embarrassing.
A Dora the Explorer backpack.
Look, to the college, ma'am, we understand if you don't want them to break off broom handles in the rectum of new recruits, right? To me,
or poison someone to death with alcohol.
Right. That to me, was the spirit of what you guys put in place. This is fine. This is okay.
This is intelligence hazing where no one gets hurt.
And to be fair,
you might be humiliated, but you're not going to be injured.
But you know that all these frats heard what the colleges are putting down, and that's great. And they said, okay, you know, here's something that's still fun. You're right of passage. We're not hurting anybody. Nothing bad's going to happen, right?
Have a Spanish response to whatever someone says about your backpack. Tell me you're learning
there
a new
language.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You can play this
off.
Isn't
the hazing supposed to create a camaraderie, a brotherhood?
Yes. That's the point, right? You
like
go through
you
it together.
Suffered through all this, right?
And you want to, it's fine, right?
Damn it. They've been barred from university from holding activities and events.
That's the least harmful thing they could have done. And fraternities do some horrible things. That's the least of their worries.
Let me give you one word. Butt funnel.
Boom,
there you go.
Learn that from a fraternity in Tennessee.
I thought you learned it from Dora the Explorer.
I thought you actually had
the
experience.
Come on, Boots. Let's do a butt funnel.
Kind of a creepy story out of Manchester. A woman had recently had her leg amputated, has an unusual request with the leg. She has put online that she doesn't want her leg to end up in a waste pile and requested information on possibly making a handbag from the skin of her leg.
You should be able to do that.
Well, you should figure out how you can dry human skin so that it works.
That's why she put it on the internet. Like, hey, freaky people.
I really got to, wouldn't it be like an animal? You just got to, what do they call that?
Cure it.
Cure it. No,
I think it's a T word.
Tan it. I just want them to make the buckle out of her knee. That's a free headline with Matt Mike.
Hey, Mike, we appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less? What You Don't Need to Know, and we will drink and toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed, it's all true, but in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best, and for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.